I know you all are very busy people and I appreciate your time so much. So we may go ahead and get started and talk about the Reward Honor Roll Recognition Program. And looking at the notes from the last meeting, we went through internally and made some changes to the criteria that will be in the toolkit for the honor roll and also to the application. So I sent that out. I know it was late notice. I sent it yesterday. Was wondering if you all had an opportunity to review that and if we could maybe talk about, spend a few minutes looking at both those things and answering any questions you have, or you all can identify any issues and concerns that you have. So I will share my screen if that's okay. Okay. So for the criteria, and again, I don't think I actually welcomed everyone all together. I think I welcomed you individually, but thank you for attending and welcome. The criteria for the honor roll employers. We heard what you said at the last meeting and we went back and took a look at that. So does anyone have any comments or concerns about what we ended up with? The application, I do want to clarify that the application I sent you is a form, but it will actually be a form stack methodology. When it is submitted, it's going to be submitted online, so there's not going to be a paper form. So where you see the at here, we will have a link as to where that can be completed. So it's a little different from initially when we talked about it.
It looks good to me. I don't see anything that stands out as potentially problematic. It looks like you guys did a great job incorporating everybody's feedback.
Thank you. And welcome, Justin.
Hello, sorry I was late.
No problem. Okay. Does anyone else have any comments on the criteria?
I like it simplified. I think it's going to be more attractive to employers that way.
And while I'm sharing my screen, I saw someone else join, but I didn't see the name. Let me for just a second go off here and see who else joined us. Do we have a caller who joined us, 365 user? Would you mind identifying yourself for us, please?
I think it might be Michelle.
Michelle?
Used that moniker last week when we did the return to work coordinator.
Okay, perfect. Well, if it is you, Michelle, welcome. It is. She put it in the chat. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Michelle. Thank you for joining. So, Michelle, did you have an opportunity to look at the criteria that I sent yesterday? I know you've had a lot going on and we're keeping you in our thoughts and your family. Did you have anything that stood out to you on the criteria for the honor roll that you wanted to comment on? And she does not. Okay. Okay. Well, if there are no other comments, then we will take a look at the application, which I think is probably where we spent most of our time at the last meeting as well. So let me share that. And as I said with the application, this is for review to see what fields we want, but this will be much easier to complete by employers, I think, using the form stack. So some of these boxes that you see, those are going to be drop-down boxes. So, and there will be plenty of space and narrative in the narrative field for them to complete answers. It won't just be one line. It looks like one line on the paper I made for you. That's just a visual. So with form stack, I believe we'll have plenty of character fields on there so they can put in complete responses to this. So we'll look at page one, and we heard the recommendations for the initial application to be filled out by job site. So we'll have the ability for them to do multiple sites. And again, there's one showing on this form, but there will be opportunity to have others added. And then they can check whether this is the initial application or if it's a renewal. And then some of the other information, we did try to incorporate most of the comments you all provided in the feedback in the last couple of meetings. So we really appreciate that. But please let me know about page one. What things do you see that you have concerns about or comments or things you want to add or change?
So on the question where, if yes, how has it been communicated? I see like a couple of the options are at the time of injury or at the time of a transitional duty job offer. Like, is that insinuating that it's acceptable to wait until that point to notify the employee of the return to work program, like to meet the honor roll requirements? Or does it need to be communicated beforehand prior to that point?
I think we're looking, since we're looking at employers who are going to be incorporating and utilizing best practices, I mean, I think it really probably needs to be both, but I think we want to be able to analyze the applications and look at those individually and see what information is included. Simply applying doesn't necessarily mean you might receive the recognition or the designation.
Understood.
But I think we want to gather as much as we can. Did you have anything you wanted me to add or other information you think we should put there?
No, I was just, I guess my question was just those are listed as options. So it almost seems as if that, without further explanation, that maybe like that would be good enough. I think most of us on this, I think those of us on this call would realize that that's probably not the best practice to wait until that point, but it was just a question that piqued my interest.
Well, and I think it's a good point too, because maybe I should put a comment in there, check all that apply.
I was going to ask that, are they radio buttons or check boxes?
We can make them either.
Thank you, Jamie.
I thought that this would be, and I've seen Kyle do this before, where you select one. Once you select one, then another box opens up for you to select and make multiple selections until you've selected them all if you wanted. So it's more like I was picturing it via just a drop down. Once I select one, then I get the option to select another one.
Maybe
that didn't make any sense.
Yes. Based on what Justin was saying, will the criteria for the honor roll acceptees be on or near the application? So when, I mean, will it show, because on the requirements, it actually says that you have communicated the return to work program with all of your associates or sorry, employees. And I was just curious if they're going to be close together or at least, you know, a part of the application so they know what to shoot for as far as best practices before they start checkmarking these.
That is a good point. And we can make sure that it is, there's a link to go both directions because the criteria is going to have the link to go here. So when you leave the criteria to go here, but we could also have a link possibly on the honor roll module that's part of the reward page. The whole reward program page has its own honor roll module that we haven't really rolled out or added much information to at this point. So we could have that criteria listed again there with the application. And Jamie, could there be a way on the form stack to toggle back to it if there was a question?
I was just going to say we could create a link within the form. So in the form, you could say, you know, link to view the rules, or you can link right from the form.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's a good point, Diane, to have them both so that you, whichever area you're on, you can see the other area. So, and welcome, Dr. Kurche.
And may I ask
Thanks.
A question?
Sorry, I was late.
May I ask a question? And I apologize. I missed the last meeting, so perhaps this was discussed. But on the honor roll criteria, I note there towards the bottom, it says to display the BWC's posting notice in a conspicuous location in all appropriate languages. Was there any discussion about posting the return to work policy or return to work plan in a conspicuous place, be it a break room or, you know, in addition to rolling it out to new employees or annually? Is that something that might want to be posted with the notice? And again, I don't know if there was discussion about that last time. I apologize if there was.
I don't remember having any discussion on posting that, just sharing it with the employees.
Rather than requiring a posting, maybe accessibility, we have very limited space. In fact, at Mars, we're not allowed to put stuff on walls except what has to be on walls. So that means, of course, the work comp stuff is posted, but there's never going to be a place to have the return to work stuff posted. However, it is accessible on Mars website, by email, online in many different digital aspects. So I think making it accessible versus posted, it okay. should be different based on different companies' rules. Cause like here, there's no way I could post it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be allowed.
That's a good point.
Thank you. Thank you both. Great conversation.
Is there an area that you're asking if they sign off on it? So like when they review like maybe annual employee handbook, like they're signing off on this at onboarding or orientation or something like that at least once a year? Because that could also go into I can't remember the specific rule or laws in Tennessee, but I know like in Georgia, if you offer transitional duty and they decline it, then that's they can possibly deny the claim based off of that. So I don't know if that's something that you guys want to get into or not, but it's a thought.
So you're asking if the policy itself, there would be something for employees to sign having once the employees have read the policy, the return to work policy, not whether they're accepting a modified job offer or not, or a job offer.
Right. So that they're like some places will do the annual review of the employee handbook and sign off on. I've been provided this program, this policy. I understand that this will be provided to me or offered or expected at this point in time.
Okay. Employers, what do you all think about that?
I'm not sure. I know that we don't do that right now. We provide information about our return to work policy in orientation class, but we don't require a signature. Of course, okay. I think if we were to have an associate decline transitional duty that we have available, we would probably get a signature on that because Tennessee law is the same way. I mean, as far as if they refuse, I mean, we don't decline the claim, but I think they can decline pay if they refuse to take transitional duty.
Is there merit to just add another bullet that says something to that effect?
As an option? Yes. So you mean on here, Brian, add another box basically here that says employees sign annually? Yeah.
I'm just wondering if that
is an option.
Is an option.
Yeah, I'm so used to working with employers who, you know, referring to like OSHA and things like that, you know, more documentation or at least documentation that you provided something is always better than not. But that's just from my side of things.
All right. Does anyone have a concern if we add that optional bullet that would allow employers to check it if they do have their employees sign that they receive the return to work policy? And that would be something I could put on there, sign it annually or sign it. We can look at the specifics for that later.
I wouldn't get into the time frame. I mean,
no time.
I think it's Yeah, I would think it's good enough that they sign off that they, yes, I acknowledge that I've received this notification.
Okay.
There's no opposition. I think that's probably a good option to add. Not required, but an option to add. And then we'll be able to upload documents. That was one of the reasons Kyle, our communications director, suggested that we go with the form stat so that we can upload documents to it. And that hopefully that will help employers be able to provide all the information at once. And then that's a question I believe that came from our last discussion. We wanted to make sure we asked that about restrictions and not allowing them to work outside the restrictions. And then the posting notice displayed, and then they would upload that. And again, these are not limited to just two lines, but they'll have plenty of room to explain how their return to work plan is communicated to physicians, and they can provide an example in the narrative. So before we go to page two, is there anything else on page one? And I know that we did talk about trying to get this to one page, but I think we just need more information and we just need to be able to read the form. So to make it small enough to put on one page just did not seem viable. So page two, but of course it's going to be in form stack, so you're not necessarily going to be filling out each page. You'll just go move from question to question. The panels. The last discussion we had, we talked a lot about, you know, doctors change, panels for specific injured workers change depending on the specialty they need. And so we weren't necessarily trying to find employers with cookie cutter panels. We were trying to find employers that had done their homework and had made these relationships and reached out and had worked with physicians in advance. And I think Dr. Snyder proposed the language that we use here. So this will tell us, I think, what we want to know. And then they can provide their panels. So they'll be uploading the last three. And then we have another. This is also going to be a drop-down box.
Susie, I'm sorry. This is Dr. Snyder. It's a little bit confusing.
Which one?
So the were medical panels provided to injured workers within 3 days, and then at the end it says within the last 12 months. So,
okay.
Should that be consistently? Like, are we missing a word there?
Maybe so. Consistently throughout the last 12 months.
Yes, I'd be.
You could just say in the last 12 months have. ..
You mean at the beginning of the sentence or the beginning of the question, Abby? In the last three months, medical panels.
Have medical panels been provided within 3 days? I think that would address Dr. Snyder's question, wouldn't it, Dr. Snyder?
Yes, sorry. I had to find the button.
That's an excellent point because it didn't sound right, did it, the way I typed it in the last 12 months, where medical panels provided to injured workers within 3 days of their report of a work-related injury and their need for medical care.
And then take out, That seems right. Clear to me.
I think adding the word consistently, I think, would be helpful. We're looking for best practices.
Just a nitpick, there should be a comma after months.
Thank you. Yes. And we will, once we have a final document, I will run that by our gurus here at the Bureau to do wordsmithing and grammar checking because that is not my forte. But if you see anything that jumps out, please let me know. We'll fix it now. Okay. And then job accommodation process. We heard a lot of feedback that it might not be a good idea to have a complete modified duty job. We wanted to use tasks, and you all voiced some concerns with ADA. If there was something that was set aside to do, someone might ask to do that. So we went back and gave some options here. And maybe this is another one. Oh, we did put select all that apply here. So this will be a drop down as well. Do you see anything that you want to add or anything that might need to be edited? Diane, it looks like you're something's concerning you. Maybe I'm just reading you wrong, but is there something that you're seeing missing or that you want?
Squinting to read.
So I need to make it larger. Let me see. If this will make it too big. Is that better?
Much.
Sorry about that. You know, certainly they will be able to add some additional information here. And then we're going to ask for examples.
Looks good.
And we're just going to ask rather than require statistics or other information to explain how they track the successfulness of their return to work program and that they share a return to work success story. And then I believe it may have been Stephanie who pointed out at one of our last meetings that we really wanted them to also say, yes, we're doing it. We don't just have it available, but we're actually utilizing it when possible. Return to work.
On the success story that we're asking them to provide, are we just asking for a scenario or are we asking actually for like an injured worker's information?
I don't know that there needs to be specific information there.
I know workers' comp is not HIPAA protected, but it's still a confidentiality concern a little bit. So I was just curious, are we just looking for, we did have an injured worker that came back, blah, 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 rather than, Mr. Brown has signed a release stating that I can share that he, you know, really, you know, was able to get back to work early and helped his whatever. Are we looking for just a scenario type thing versus name and information?
It's a good question. And I'm not sure I'm asking for specific patient information that came up at the last meeting. There were some concerns back and forth. Well, it's okay. We're the Bureau. You can submit it to us. But there was still hesitation, I think, from some of the employers about specifically listing some of that information. We could always reach out if we had questions about what the employer lists here. We could reach out to the employer for clarification. And
that's
you can ask.
Point. Even from an information security standpoint, you wouldn't necessarily, you would want to make sure they're not including that. So would it be good to like add like a italics of please leave out any personally identifying information?
Stephanie has raised a good question. I think out of a sense of being cautious, we should ask for information about practices and generic information, but not anything unless, well, if they gave something, you might say any information would have to be, there'd have to be released by the patient, but it's just, you're just trying to find out what their practice is, are you not?
Yes, correct. That is exactly it.
So is there really any need to have specifics about a particular claim?
So perhaps changing that to please share your return to work best practices.
I've personally like seen places just have it as a policy on the shelf, right? So from my perspective, and you guys, you know, let speak up if you disagree, but having a statement that said we had maybe a risk fracture and we brought them back to work sitting or like using one-handed work doing X, Y, and Z. They don't have to list any specifics, but it makes them think about this is the type of thing I've accommodated in the past. Just from my experience, that I think that would be beneficial.
Okay. So other thoughts on that, Diane? Would that answer what your concern is, that we wouldn't have specific if we listed something to explain we don't want the specific employee information?
Yeah, I completely agree with her that people can write a policy and not utilize it. So we would want to make sure somehow that they can confirm that it's not sitting on the shelf. So I think that's probably the easiest way to show that this is what we've done. So I do think it has validity being there. I think that would just to make sure that somehow we're like, don't give personal information.
Okay. And it may be that I need to reword the entire structure of that too. Please share a story that demonstrates best return to work practices without specific employee information, but with specific actions taken or something like that.
Is it the actions we're worried about or just the name? I mean, it would just not, if you said, please, says, please share.
No identifying factors. Sexually,
yeah. What do they
not say? Identify the injured worker.
PID is what they call it, personally identifying information. I mean, from my perspective, the important thing would be what was the injury, what were the restrictions, and how did you accommodate?
Exactly.
Okay. So what was the injury? What were the restrictions? How did you accommodate? Yeah, I can go back and reword that and not put the protected information in there. Great feedback. Great feedback from everyone. Thank you. And then we will have them sign whether or not the return to work plan was utilized. And again, give them another opportunity as to why they believe they deserve this recognition. We did leave this information in here just because we're having them sign it. So if they have a concern about signing this and not answering these questions honestly, it doesn't mean that they necessarily wouldn't be considered. We just want them to disclose it, and we will take it and do our research. And Ashley, you are going to, I think, help us do some research as well. So we will do some internal research and assess if there are violations that we need to look at and if those even factor into whether they still had a good return to work program or not. But we are asking them to sign it and that this information is accurate and true. Any comments or concerns on that half of the page?
Jay's got a comment in the
chat. Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Jay. I see in the chat. What about the last, say, 5 years? Well, that's a good point. I think I don't know. I mean, I'm happy to entertain whatever your thoughts are on that. Most of the information we're looking at for the application is over the past 12 months of their practices. But I see what you're saying. I mean, would we want to know if something occurred 15 months ago, 20 months ago?
I don't know what that time period is, but I would think it would be more than the last year.
So maybe we look at this.
Is that going to include like a way that they mitigated it as well, or would that be in the follow-up discussion? So if they had an OSHA keeping violation 5 years ago, like how much of an impact is that going to have? Like they could have corrected that pretty easily, right? Versus like a machine guarding violation that resulted in an amputation or something like that. So. Will they go over that with you guys afterwards, or is that something they should at least think about to write out here?
Additionally, I think we might need to look at what the term worksite means, because, I mean, for Mars, which is a global company, I don't have a clue what happened in China, or I really don't even have a clue what happened in California versus what happened right here at the site that I'm responsible for. But we might want to, and I don't know if that's even pertinent because, I mean, we're really wanting to focus on Tennessee employers. But,
well, and that's true. At the beginning of the application, we are asking them to disclose which particular site, and each location site has a different application. So the site that I would foresee them responding to for this question would be the site of this particular application, Nashville, Tennessee, or.
Right. So as long as I didn't get in trouble for a violation California did when little Cleveland, Tennessee site's the only one trying to apply.
So we may take a look at that to see if we want to increase that from 12 months. We are going to look at the individual employer applying, so. We will be researching that. Anything else on here? On page 2. Okay, well, I appreciate everyone's feedback. I feel like we really are almost done. I think we're very, very close. So that being said, the next item that I wanted to talk about with you all and get some feedback on is once we have the final, and no one commented on the criteria that we were asking for a deadline of November 15th to submit that. But that's what we are looking at. So this would be an annual recognition. So if that's the case, we might be able to go ahead and roll that out. I'd like to roll it out this year and Jamie help us get the word out about that so that everyone knows that they can apply. But they would have to apply by November 15th. And this is the first time, of course, we've done this. This is a new program. So a year from now, we may be reevaluating when we accept those applications. So if we have to all review them internally before the holidays, if we have received, it would be wonderful to receive more than we anticipate, but I'm not sure that we will. But if that becomes a problem, we may have to adjust the dates, or we may have to look at what we're asking for and how far in advance we're asking for that. Once we have that system next year, we'll know. But for this year, what ideas do you have about how to get this word out to employers?
Well, your social media would be great. What about letting like agents and brokers know, and like thinking from the insurance side, it's not obviously not something we could give like a credit on, but it would be really good information for an insurance company to know. Like, I would love to see an application come through that said I'm on the honor roll for having a wonderful transitional duty return to work program, right? That says a lot, that the fact that you're being recognized for that.
So, Susie, are you thinking of writing like a press release, and that's what you would get to people?
In my own notes, that's what I wrote down with a question mark. I mean, can it be something that we announce that we could do a press release for? and through associations. Yes, the Mid-South Workers Comp. Let me write all these down.
I can get those, Susie.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Those are all great ideas. Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Jay.
NFIB.
Oh, thanks, Abby. Okay. Yes. Thank you for putting those in the chat, Justin. Thank you.
No problem.
I don't know if this was in one of the acronyms, but like the pool for those that aren't getting insurance coverage through a typical carrier.
Thank you. Yes. So all of these are very, very helpful. Thank you so much. If you have other ideas after the meeting, just send them my way, please. We would appreciate this very, very much. And Dr. Talmadge at one point also made a suggestion, which is the next item on the agenda, about presenting the recipients of the honor roll, their certificate, and making an announcement at an organization that's of their peers. And Dr. Talmadge, I apologize. I forgot what you told me. Were we talking about RIMS? Was that the organization, or what organization were you thinking of? Oh, you're on mute, sir.
All right. Society of Human Resource Management. There's a chapter that meets in all the big cities. Upper Cumberland has a chapter, but most major employers have a safety or an HR person attend monthly. And that's sort of the, will give you the award in front of your peer group way to do it. So that's what makes sense to me. Somebody from the Bureau would have to go to Memphis or Chattanooga, wherever the employer's Trauma meeting was, and then present it. And you could also have a short PowerPoint describing the program, so that if other employers weren't aware of the reward program and what this award was all about, you would sort of advertise it to the companies that you would want to interest in it anyway.
And we think they might be receptive to allowing us to attend and make a presentation. Probably. He wrote in here, public entity partners. Okay. Okay. Publication. Yes. Publicizing. Thank you.
Susie, NES, Nashville Electric Service, reached out to me, and I'm going to meet with their occupational nurse. And I think the Occupational Nurses Association might be a good place to advertise this, since they're on the front lines. And I've invited her to the Mid-South Workers' Comp meeting next month, and then okay. Maybe meet with her afterwards, just to kind of, she's only been there a year and a half, but I think that there's some young people getting into risk management, workers' comp, that were very excited at the conference and are willing to jump in if we can just kind of help them along.
Excellent. Thank you. Great ideas. Keep them coming. And thank you, Dr. Talmadge, for sharing that idea. I like that idea. If you all have other suggestions on maybe how the recognition is rolled out in addition to the certificate, let me know. I like the in-person in front of your peers, and while we're there, also marketing our program.
You're going to have them listed on your website as well, right?
Yes, I believe we are. I think that is part of this. Yes. Jamie's shaking your head. Yes. So I
think we can do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Susie, I'm so old. I remember when there was a thing called a newspaper. And at least in the Upper Cumberland, we still have one. So if you were going to give an award to Averett at the Shrum meeting, you would also call the Herald Citizen, the newspaper, and alert them. And they'll send a photographer and a reporter who will then take a picture of Nancy Kelly receiving the award and put a little bit in the local newspaper that goes to 14 counties around here. So some of us are old enough, we still read newspapers. But that's another publicity method.
Yes, I like Jay's comment.
I thought you were going to stop that sentence at some of us are old enough that we still read.
Thank you. That would be a nice touch as well. Oh, Dr. Snyder, you only read the paper for the obituaries. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Okay. Well, that sounds good, too. That would be a nice touch. It would be nice if we could have someone taking pictures and that we get some recognition. I love all these positive perspectives on how we can present it and make it very meaningful to employers because they're doing a great deal for the community and for their workers. Dr. Curte is asking if we can get HR people to pay attention, they might drag their employees along. That's great. Yeah, the presentation idea for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a really solid idea. That's a good audience to get, to help people pay attention.
Okay, thank you. All right. So I will make some adjustments to those last few adjustments to the application. We'll talk a little bit more internally and then we will contact and have it reviewed, like I said, by our gurus who will look over it for wordsmithing and for grammar before we post anything. And then we'll start our media blitz, publicity blitz on it. So hopefully we'll have some awards to hand out next year. One thing I want you all to start thinking about, please, one of the next things I'd like us to look at and explore will be metrics for the success of the reward program. How will we evaluate the reward program? And if it's successful and the information we receive, how do we analyze it? Where do we want to be able to have this program not necessarily stuck in one form if there's something we can do to make it better and have a work in progress going forward. So I want us to take feedback on it, but I also want us to be able to evaluate it. I'm very excited. It looks like Jay is typing. I was hoping he would weigh in on this question.
I was actually going to comment on the previous one without disrupting thing, but as far as the recognition, you may want to just offer a few ideas to the employer in question and ask them how they would like to be recognized, and you could they know best. You know, how, I mean, that's what it's all about in the end. So.
Good point.
From the analytics side of things, you could, Susie, you won't be surprised to hear this from me, but look at the the hits on the website as compared to the applications, like the hits on the applications versus how many you actually receive or like how many are approved. If you're looking for solid numbers.
Okay. Yes, and I'm sure Jamie knows a lot more about that than I do, but maybe that's something we can look at too.
We could definitely track that.
So. Well, when we meet again, hopefully by then, in October. Hopefully we will already have this available. I will communicate with you all by email from this point until the next meeting. I would like to have another meeting in October, if possible, the 23rd, Monday afternoon, the 23rd, or Monday afternoon, the 30th. I think we might be able to do a morning one of those 2 days, but I don't remember. Do either of those dates sound preferable to you all? Diane prefers the 23rd. Any conflicts for the 23rd? He says either is fine. And Michelle, welcome back. I know you must have gotten disconnected and you're reconnected. Well, if no one is objects to the 23rd of October, I will circulate. We will get you a meeting invitation for that meeting. And if we can think about two things, one, hopefully by then we'll already be promoting the honor roll application. But I would like us again to revisit on some metrics and looking at the program, not just the applications. I'm definitely curious about that. But are there bigger picture items that we can look at to see if the program is working in communities? And it's not something we can probably measure even 6 months from now. It may be something we measure down the road to look at how many workers are going back to work and however you think we can measure that, the concept of work disability, are people going back to work within the restrictions safely? So, okay. And the 23rd is better. So we will go with the 23rd then, if that works. And we'll circulate that invitation and you all will come back and hopefully have some ideas on measuring the success of the return to work program that we are promoting in Reward. I appreciate everyone's time so very, very much. Thank you for meeting with us. Thank you for all the contributions. We would have never gotten this far. I would have never gotten this far on the application or the criteria without you all sharing your expertise and your time, your knowledge. So thank you all so very, very much.
Thanks, Susie, and everybody for all your hard work on this.
Thanks, everybody.
Nice progress, Susie.
Thank you. Thank you all. Well, I'll give you a few minutes back in your afternoon and we'll be in touch. And thank you again so very, very much for all you do.
Bye. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye.
See you guys.